Gift Giving, HAExchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to the music of one of the most successful artists of all time, the British singer, songwriter, and pianist, Elton John. Elton John. That is his most recent release. That's from the album called The Union, which was just released in October of this year, 2010. And that song is written by Bernie Taupin and Elton John. And what a career those two have had together. This most recent album called The Union, Elton John has embraced a new collaborator, and he's sharing this album with the American singer-songwriter Leon Russell. And actually, if you were listening to my program last week on Now and Then, we featured this album, and we explored the early career of Leon Russell, and we really got to hear a lot of his gospel and blues style. And this week we're going to be focusing on Elton John's career. Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton had something interesting to say about this new album, The Union. He says that it's really a new chapter in his recording career. And the quote is, quote, I don't have to make pop records anymore. So I think that's really interesting. Elton John and Bernie Taupin, so successful. I like to feature singer-songwriters in the program. And the thing that's unusual about Elton John, these two are a songwriting team. Bernie Taupin writes the lyrics, and Elton John writes the music. And most of the singer-songwriters that I do on the program, they do both of those things. That's the incredibly unique aspect of the singer-songwriter phenomenon that has taken over, you know, popular music for the past 50, 60 years. The idea that the person writes the song and then sings it. It started, you know, back in the 60s, right? So the thing about Elton John is he doesn't write the lyrics. Bernie Taupin and him have such an amazing collaboration. It's so symbiotic. It's truly astounding. And when you hear about how they met each other and how they started their writing relationship, it just even becomes more fantastical. It was like destiny or something. You know, Elton John started playing the piano when he was 3 years old. He was born in 1947. And he's 3 years old and he starts playing the piano. Both of his parents are musically inclined. His dad plays the trumpet, you know. And his parents bought a lot of records. And he's grown up as a young man and he's influenced. He cites Elvis Presley, you know, like in 1956. Elvis Presley and Bill Haley and the Comets, the American rock and roll thing. And I find this such an amazing parallel to other really famous British singer-songwriters. Like, you know, John Lennon says the same thing, that it was the American rock and roll of the 50s that just lit him on fire. Well, it also really, really influences Elton John. But the thing that's really distinctive about Elton John's early musical career, the thing that I think really differentiates him from so many of the other musicians in the pop music field, is that when he gets actually trained, he gets classical music training. He learns to read music. When he's 11 years old, he gets a scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music in Central in London. So that's 1958, you know. He's 11 years old, and he's studying Chopin and Bach, and he's singing in the choir and everything. And, you know, he talks about this period in his life later, and he kind of discounts it a little bit. He said, you know, well, you know, it wasn't his thing. But, you know, I can't help but hear that type of technical virtuosity in his playing. And in his ability to write songs is just astounding. It's like he took a naturally gifted talent and he really developed it into something. He had so much support from his mom and from his family. His parents got divorced when he was like 15 years old. And he moves in with his mom and his stepfather. And they encourage him incredibly. He gets that a scholarship to the Royal Academy. He's at that academy for 5 years, and he's very happy living at home. In fact, he doesn't move out of his house with his mom until he's already a really successful rock and roll performer. So they really support him, you know, and he starts playing weekend piano gigs at a local pub, and he forms his first band in 1964 called Bluesology, or he's a member of this band anyway. And they become a backup band, and they're playing in England, and they're playing backup for the American soul and R&B bands that come to England and tour around. So he's playing backup in 1964 for the Isley Brothers, Major Lance, Billy Stewart, Doris Troy, Patti LaBelle, and the Bluebells. He's playing backup piano for these bands. So he really becomes a monster pianist, amazing. And he's always singing, you know, and he actually auditioned for the lead vocals in a couple of other bands, King Crimson and Gentle Giant. So he's really a sideman at this point. And he's trying to find his way. And he doesn't make those auditions for King Crimson. So in 1967, he answers an ad that he sees in the British the New Musical Express magazine. He answers this ad that's placed by this man named Ray Williams, who's an A&R man for Liberty Records. And you know what? He goes in to meet this man, Williams, and he says, okay, you know, you're a songwriter. Here's a bunch of lyrics. And this man gives him a stack of lyrics that were written by Bernie Taupin. And you know what? Bernie Taupin had answered the same ad. It's bizarre. So they haven't met each other. And Elton John takes the lyrics home. And he writes music. He writes some music. And then he mails it to Bernie Taupin. So they get their very first song called Scarecrow. And they don't meet until like 6 months later. Which is just mind-blowing for me. The collaboration for these two was like meant to be. It's like they were just puzzle pieces that destiny put them together. It's truly astounding. So Bernie Taupin and Elton John in 1968, they become staff songwriters together at Dick James Records. And they're writing songs for a bunch of other people like Lulu, you know. And so they're cranking it out like a factory, like Andy Warhol's factory. You know, they're just cranking out songs. And they decide to release their very own album with Elton John actually singing lead vocals and playing. And their first album is released in 1969 called Empty Sky. And then they release the self-titled album in 1970 entitled Elton John in April of 1970. And he gets his first top 10 hit in the United States. So let's listen to some of the tracks from this 1970 Elton John release, Elton John and Bernie Taupin. The very first single off of this album was called Border Town. And then the very first top 10 hit that they had was called Your Song. And this is probably one of his most well-known and beloved songs. And it's one of the very first things that he wrote. And then after that, we'll listen to another song called Take Me to the Pilot. And in my mind, you know, I'm hearing the gospel influence. It's like rock and roll songs written with gospel chords. So that's one type of rockin' song that he does. And then he does these beautiful ballads. And so he sets up those two types of styles very, very early in his career. So let's listen right now. Elton John will start with Border Song, followed by Your Song, and then Take Me to the Pilot. Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Moses, I have been removed. I have seen the specter. He has been here too. Distant cousin from down the line. Ran of people who ain't my kind. Oh, there, Moses, I have been. I can't take any more bad water. Been poisoned.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on top the moss, well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. You can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the
world. If you feel that it's real, I'm on trial, and I'm here again, your prison. Like a coin in your mint, I am dented, and I'm spared with high treason. Through a glass eye, your throne is the one danger zone. Take me to the pilot for control. The pilot of your soul. Take me to the pilot, beam me to the chain. Take me to the pilot, I'm but a stranger. Take me to the pilot, beam me to the chain. Take me to the pilot, I'm but a stranger. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
Elton John, Take Me to the Pilot. That's an amazing track. You really hear the gospel American R&B influence, you know, in his early music. That was like his second album. That was in April 1970. We heard Your Song, and before that we heard Border's Song. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. All right, so 1970, there he is. He's finally doing his own albums, and he comes to the United States in that year. So he releases that album in April, and in August of 1970, he does his very first American concert out in California at a very famous club called The Troubadour. And it's interesting because in this live show, he picks up a different band, different from the one that he recorded with. He gets a couple of people from the Spencer Davis Group, the bass player Dee Murray and the drummer Nigel Olson. You know, it's interesting because I recently did a show on Steve Winwood, and I can't help but noticing a lot of the parallels between these two British musicians. You know, Steve Winwood also played a lot of backup bands for all of the American R&B and soul musicians who traveled through England. And he founded the Spencer Davis Group. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, they share those things in common. So any event, August 1970, he's out at the Troubadour. And the Troubadour is an amazing experience for him. When he's there in 1970, that's the first time that he meets Leon Russell, who apparently has been one of his idols all through the 60s. August 1970, he plays the Troubadour, and then in October, right after that, he releases Tumbleweed Connection. In 1971, he releases Madman Across the Water, and I thought it would be great for us to hear the title track from that album. You know, there was so many famous songs throughout the early 70s. I'm sure you've probably heard a lot of them. On that same album, Madman Across the Water, I thought I'd also play another track, one of my favorites, called Tiny Dancer. In 1971, Madman Across the Water. In 1972, Honky Chateau. In 1973, Don't Shoot Me, I'm Only the Piano Player. In that same year, he releases the Yellow Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. He's so prolific during the early 70s. On that Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album is the album where Candle in the Wind, his song that Bernie Taupin and he wrote about Marilyn Monroe. And of course, later, you know, they rewrote the song a little bit, and they did it for Princess Diana's memorial service. So let's listen to some more of these tracks from Elton John's career in the early 70s. And we're coming up to, later in the show, we'll be listening to a lot more of the most recent recording that Elton John has done in collaboration with his longtime idol, Leon Russell. So let's listen to some of the music that he was writing. He said that he was so inspired by Leon Russell, and he felt such an affinity for his piano style. So all this music that we're listening to in the early 70s, this establishes Elton John as the international superstar that he becomes. Madman Across the Water, followed by Tiny Dancer, and then I thought it would be great to hear the title track from that 1973 Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. So here we go, Elton John, Madman Across the Water.
I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke in the knowing very well. It's one of those. Once a fool had a good part in the play. If it's so, would I still be here today? It's quite peculiar in a funny sort of way. They think it's very funny, everything I say. Nightmare black around the windows painted.
fortunes that you're after. Now the glance of the madman across the water. We'll be right back.
in my hand.
You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going
Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. That was his 1973 album. That was the title track. And right before that, we heard from Madman Across the Water, 1971. We heard the title track and Tiny Dancer, Elton John and Bernie Taupin. This is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So that was the music that established Elton John's career. You know, he has sold in his lifetime 250 million records. One of the most successful artists of all time. 50 top 40 hits, 5 Grammy Awards. For his collaborations with Tim Rice, he got an Academy Award, a Golden Globe Award for The Lion King. He got a Tony Award for Aida on Broadway. What an amazing career this man has had. And it was the beginning of his career in the 70s when he first meets Leon Russell. And his most recent album, released in October of this year, is a collaboration with his longtime idol, Leon Russell. And I wanted to play some of the tracks from this album. It's an incredible collaboration. I'd like to read some of the liner notes. This is a quote. This is written by Elton John. He says, Leon Russell was my biggest influence in the late 60s and early 70s from a piano playing point of view and from a vocal point of view. I've been influenced by a lot of other piano players too, but Leon Russell was my man. He was the master as far as I was concerned, and I got to meet him. It was in the Troubadour Club on the second night I played there in 1970. I saw him sitting in the audience and I was petrified because he was my idol. You couldn't miss him. He was such an incredible looking man with his silver hair and his dark glasses. He was so kind to me from the word go, and we did concerts together. We did the Fillmore East. We did other dates together, and for me that was a dream come true to actually play with him and for him to be so nice to me. We were two people happening at the same time, being successful at the same time. He was the greatest band leader of his era. He did Delaney and Bonnie and Joe Crocker with Mad Dogs and Englishmen's, and then he did his own records, and then of course the concert for Bangladesh. So Elton John is collaborating on The Union with his longtime idol Leon Russell, and the generosity of Elton John with Leon Russell on this album is astounding. Leon Russell and Elton John play, both of them are playing piano on practically every track on this album. There are actually songs written exclusively by Leon Russell. There's about 8 new songs by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. There's a couple of songs where Leon and Elton write together. Leon Russell actually does a collaboration of his own with Bernie Taupin. I did a program last week on Leon Russell's part of this album. So right now I wanted to actually play just exclusively the tracks that were the compositions of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. At the beginning of the program, we heard $800 Shoes, where Elton John is basically the only one singing on the lead. But on the rest of the tracks, like I said, he's very generous. Leon and him both sing lead vocals on a lot of these songs, and they're both playing piano. It's an incredible thing to hear. There's some other musicians that drop by and record on this record. So we're going to be hearing 3 tracks. The first is called Hey Ahab. T-Bone Burnett is producing the album. The next track we're going to hear is called Gone to Shiloh. And you know what? Neil Young shows up, and he's also singing the vocals, some of the vocals on that track. And then the last track we'll hear from The Union is called Monkey Suit. So here we go with the very latest recording from Elton John, his collaboration with Leon Russell, called The Union. We'll start with Hey Ahab. Thank you.
left us first light Friday morning. Little Dan and Becky wave goodbye. They're gonna have to share the weight together. Idle hands will see a good farm slowly die.
That song was called Gone to Shiloh, and it was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin, and that's from the most recent release, October of this year, 2010. And in that recording, you heard Leon Russell singing the first verse. He's also playing piano on every single track on this album, along with Elton John. They're playing two pianos. Then the second verse, that was sung by Neil Young. And then finally we heard Elton John, and you can really hear his voice when we listen to so many of the early 70s recordings, and he's a tenor, and then he at some point in his career you hear how he has finally become a baritone and a beautiful singing style. So it's been wonderful to listen to this collaboration between Elton John and Leon Russell. The This is Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you've enjoyed today's program featuring the British singer-songwriter Elton John. Thank you for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59. It's about 53 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. Stay tuned for Alternative Radio.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Frost Valley YMCA in Claryville, New York.